Hello, and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 7th week of Easter, May 18th, 2026. And our gospel passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "The disciples said to Jesus, 'Now you are talking plainly, and not in any figure of speech. Realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you come from God.'" There are moments in our spiritual life something shifts quietly but unmistakably. What's once confusing becomes clear. Once felt distant suddenly feels near. And what once required explanation no longer does. Simply is. Today's gospel, the disciples arrive at such a moment. "Now you are talking plainly," they said. "Now we realize. Now we believe." It sounds like a breakthrough, and it is. It's also tender, incomplete, and even a little fragile. The disciples felt confident. They believe they finally understand Jesus. No more parables, no more riddles. Everything seems straightforward now. And from that clarity, they declare their faith. "We believe that you came from God." There is something beautiful in that. Faith often begins in moments like this. When everything seems to line up, feels close, understanding comes easily. But we know something the disciples do not yet fully grasp. This moment comes just before everything will unravel. Within hours, confusion will return. Fear will scatter them. Their confident belief will falter. So what do we make of their declaration? It's real, but it is not yet deep. There's a difference between recognizing truth and remaining faithful when truth becomes costly. The disciples have recognized something true about Jesus. Their faith has not yet passed through suffering, doubt, or darkness, not yet been purified. And so Jesus, after his passage, gently challenges them. "Do you believe now?" he asks. That is a rebuke, but an invitation, as if to say, "Your faith has begun, but it is not yet complete." We all have these moments. Perhaps it was during a retreat or in prayer. Quiet realization that God was present in our lives. Maybe it came through a sermon, a conversation, or even through a moment of unexpected grace. You felt it clearly. "I see, now I believe." And then life continued. The clarity faded, questions returned, suffering came. And the faith that once felt so strong suddenly felt uncertain. This does not mean your faith was false. It was being formed. The disciples' journey is not about staying in that moment of clarity. It's about moving beyond it into a deeper, more enduring relationship with Christ, a faith that surfaces or survives confusion, a faith that remains in suffering, a faith that trusts when understanding disappears. It's the kind of faith Jesus is leading them towards, and it is the kind of faith he desires for us. Real faith does not always feel clear. Sometimes it is a quiet yes in the dark. Sometimes it is continuing to pray when nothing seems to happen. Sometimes it is trusting that God knows even when we do not. The disciples will come to this kind of faith after the resurrection, after Pentecost, after their failures and fears. They will believe in a way they cannot be shaken. But it begins here, in this imperfect moment of clarity. There's a story of a man who once said, after a powerful experience of God, "Now I understand everything." An older spiritual director smiled gently and replied, "No, you understand enough to begin." That is where the disciples are, and that is where we often are too, not at the end of faith, but at its threshold. Today's gospel invites us to hold our moments of clarity with gratitude, not to cling to them as if they are the whole of faith. Instead, we are invited to let God lead us deeper, to trust when we understand, and to trust when we do not. Because faith is not built on perfect charity, it is built on relationship, and relationship grows over time, both through light and darkness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, see our moments of clarity and our moments of confusion. Welcome our belief, even when it is incomplete. Deepen our faith beyond what we can understand. Teach us to trust you, not only when things are clear, but also when the path is hidden. Give us the grace to remain with you through every season of the journey, until our faith becomes steady, rooted in love, and unshakable in your presence. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to open a passage from the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.